Something for the weekend on Saturday. Sarah Brereton is here. She is nutritional therapist working away with Clean Marine. Food that we eat has a huge impact on our hormones, doesn't it?
Hi, Trina. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, they definitely do. I suppose they have such a big impact on so many stages of our life and different ailments, but definitely over 40 with hormone health. Having a little look at the diet again can be really beneficial. We do need a little bit less calories. The metabolism might just get a little bit slower around this time as well. So looking back at maybe where we can make a few decisions around some of the carb kind of heavy foods, the sugary foods. A lot of these foods are empty calories. They're not giving us proper nutrients. They're not giving vitamins and minerals. Okay, they might feel good to eat and mentally it's a little treat, but we're not gaining nutrients.
Yeah, you feel a bit meh, don't you, after you have it as well? You just don't feel great.
We just need to be a bit more clever. I suppose, like a nutritionist said to me one time, if you're eating beige, you'll feel beige. Yeah. And it makes sense. If we have a really colourful, bright salad, we're delighted with ourselves that we've gotten more fruits and vegetables. And look, life is tough. We don't need to be too hard on ourselves. But I'm all for making small changes that we can stick with than going in thinking we have to do everything. And it's overwhelming, really.
I think it is so true about the metabolism slowing down once you hit 40. Because there are women who, you know, in their 20s and their 30s, they could have takeaways to beat the band and loads of bottles of wine and everything and not a bother on them. And then it's like as if on your 40th birthday, you wake up and suddenly you gain all this weight. It's crazy, isn't it?
And look, our bodies are going through changes. And I suppose it's important for our female listeners and, well, maybe their partners as well to know these are natural changes that are happening. And we just want to support our body a little bit more through this stage. Like estrogen and progesterone, they are naturally declining. Like estrogen has such a positive effect through our lives on our bone health, on our vessels, our heart, our skin. So as women, you know, these are particularly skin and our outward reflections, you know, our hair and our nails. We feel when they're looking good, we're feeling good. So it's just to look at that we can support our body through this change. Things like reducing sugar, looking at stress a little bit more, which is easier said than done. But we need to find strategies and ways maybe to help us deal with this amount of stress. And we can feel a little bit more overwhelmed and stressed. So, you know, finding a way for you, whether it's planning a little bit more and delegating jobs and and just maybe looking at exercises rather than pounding the roads out of it, running and running, maybe look at more the Pilates, strengthening the core, a little bit more gentle weights and things for that weight bearing exercise to help our bones as well.
Should we be upping the calcium then if the bones get a little bit weaker?
Yeah, calcium will be great. And we've got obviously kind of our dairy traditional options. Some of our milks are fortified and things like, you know, your figs and some of our greens, oily fish. Really, vitamin D would be, when I mention oily fish, I'm bringing my mind back to vitamin D is extremely important as well. We don't get enough of our sunlight. We probably all have heard a lot about vitamin D through the last few years with COVID, but hugely beneficial for maintaining healthy bone. The Irish Osteoporosis Society have stated that some women can lose up to 30% of their bone mass. Again, that's increasing calcium, you know, your vitamin D. It's also reducing our acidic and kind of sugar foods because they can be detrimental on our bone health as well.
Acidic food, what do you mean by that?
So lots of like processed foods, like loads
of slices of ham, all that kind of jazz.
Dairy, kind of more processed meat, caffeine, sugar, some of the treat foods, and looking at more the whole grains, the greens, those kind of foods. A good balanced diet from all the different, food groups will be keeping us on the right side.
I guess everybody is watching their budget at the moment as well, aren't they? You know, and when you go in and you're picking out your milk, you might be noticing a little bit of a difference in the price between your normal milk and the ones that have. Is it worth paying that little bit more then to get everything you need?
Yeah. And I've actually just a few key foods here that I was just going to mention that I thought would be handy to include in the basket or just to think a little bit more. I know people are shopping for the family, but they're not really a pure items, but the likes of your linseeds, they're so versatile. I absolutely love them. You can get them in supermarket. Try and get organic if you can. They're milled down like a powder, and you can add them into cereal, into yogurt, into the bolognese for the family. And, you know, little people don't need to know they're even having them. They will have loads of our fibre, Trina, which is so important for the gut. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And phytoestrogens, like your plant estrogens in there. They have huge amounts of chemicals, natural compounds that will help with our balancing of our hormones as well. They'll have vitamins, vitamin E, you know, our B vitamins. So they're great and versatile to add into anything you're already having in your daily diet. And then things like your oily fish, your nuts, if you're maybe more on vegetarian, maybe the oily fish. Those oily fish are brilliant for omega-3, and we know that's great for our brain and for heart health as well. So we really need to be getting more of that and less red meat. And then try get a new fruit. We all might buy the same couple of fruits every time in the trolley at the greengrocer or the farmer's market or supermarket. Just pick ones that are in season, something a little bit different. The berries, your pear, your apple, they're really so many good benefits. The fibre, your soluble fibre in there. And the soluble fibre is really important for the gut.
Do you know green what I'm vegetables. Noticing as well, Sarah? Yeah. The fruit in the supermarkets at the moment, they're not lasting a day. I feel like I'm pouring money down the drain every week when I do my shopping.
Yeah, and I know it's good to shop once a week, but I define maybe with fruits or vegetables, I kind of every 3 to 4 days, I'll kind of get, because I hate throwing, having waste and that. So it's really important to just not get over enthusiastic and you look at the trolley and I suppose the fruit and veg at the start of the store and we buy everything.
Yeah.
Buy a couple, like your
get what you need
berries.
For the Monday or the Tuesday or whatever and then pop in again.
Pop in again then, that's really important. I suppose the green vegetables are really good. They've got all your B vitamins in there and they're really important to help the liver. So your broccoli, your kale, those bitter tasting ones will be really good. And then your beans and your lentils. I add like the red lentils into my soup. Or you've got your tin of chickpeas. Again, it's those phytoestrogens, those like plant estrogens that support our body. And they're filling. They're a really good source of protein, so we'll feel full for that bit longer as well.
We made a curry one of the days, and I remember chickpeas were part of the recipe, and it was delicious and really filling as well. It was really nice,
It's just the variety, isn't it? Mm. It's always handy, the store cupboard, like you said, about doing your shopping, to have a few of those tins of those beans. Butter beans are lovely too, your soybeans, having a few of the different options there that if you're doing a soup or stew or curry, as you say, you can just pop them in and it's just a little bit of different texture and really filling.
Bulking it up a bit as well. You might get a couple of days out of the dinner if we're watching the pennies.
Absolutely.
What about the you mentioned about the greens there. Is frozen veg okay?
Yeah. They're all harvested, you know, at that peak time. So yeah, absolutely. They're handy to have it. If you know what you have there, you can just take out your mug full of it and add it into your steamer.
Because there's kind of a myth, isn't there, that, oh no, unless it's fresh now, there's no point. You lose all the benefit, but it's okay.
They'll be picked at that really peak time, so definitely they're really good to add in, like your spinach. I would just add them into my smoothies or juices and things like that, so they're absolutely perfect to have.
Well, it's good to be thinking about, you know, your diet as well, because that is going to improve your mood and perimenopause and menopause that we've been talking about so much in the last year. And I don't ever remember, all the years I'm doing radio, I don't remember covering menopause before, so it's brilliant that people are now talking about it. And I saw Davina McCall on telly during the week talking about her experience, and she was talking about how she was doing a show with the designer Lawrence Llewellyn Bone, and she'd said his name like 20 times during her show, and then she turned around at one point and she had no idea what his name was. Complete brain fog.
Yeah, we know the average age of menopause in Ireland and the UK would be similar, 50 to 51. So people to look out for symptoms, that 5 to 10 years before.
Yeah, because she was 43, she said, when this started happening. Yeah,
and I think because it's been talked about a lot more now, but previously maybe in our mom's and our granny's time, it was just brushed under the carpet. So people thought it was probably in their 60s or late, you know, 50s and 60s. So definitely from 40s, we can start to notice a change maybe in our mood, you know, and how regular our periods are, our skin. And that's the time to really support the body and give it extra nutrients. And that's where something like the Clemarine and Menamine can be really beneficial. I'm always about diet first, and we need to make, you know, more meaningful long-term changes. But there are times it's hard to get enough of certain nutrients, you know, into the body. And it's just a really good, you know, blend of different nutrients tailored for that time.
This is the one that we always hear Lorraine Keane talking about. She swears by it, doesn't she?
Yeah, Lorraine has been taking that for a number of years now, and she would have approached perimenopause quite early compared to some ladies that's into their 40s. She was in her late 30s. So it's just important for people to kind of, you know, that it's great, it's been talked about more, to be aware, like the omega-3, you know, we really, 90% of Irish people don't get enough, if we're being realistic. People don't eat enough omega-3 rich foods, nuts, seeds, avocado, oily fish. And what's great about the Clean Marine Menamine, it's a phospholipid form, it's the krill oil. So it's really well absorbed. We've all so much going on in our bodies and in our lives. We really need to get the most absorbable forms of these nutrients so they can really, Trina, get to work really quickly and help with this little time of imbalance. So really well absorbed. And I like that it doesn't repeat on people. You're not tasting, you know, that fishy kind of repeat.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Rotten.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That could put you off taking an oil if that's happening.
Yeah.
And lots of customers report, you know, they don't notice that and that they get improvements in symptoms, you know, quite quickly in a number of months. So definitely the omega-3 is an important one to make sure you have it in your supplement. Yeah.
Well, Sarah, we will gladly take all your advice there because, I mean, when it comes to perimenopause and menopause, all this information is so welcome. So thanks for coming back on. We had you on, maybe was it maybe a year ago or so, and I'm sure it won't be another year before you're back on. I'll get you on before then, I promise. Sarah Brereton there, nutritional therapist.
Thanks, Trina.
See you now.
Again.
Bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.